Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Who's going to be left out? Somebody's going to get left out. Now, I'm not sure who it's going to be or what this is going to look like in a few weeks. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're live at Flowery Branch. You'll hear from Coach Raheem Morris talking about the Chargers and where this team is coming out of the bye week. Great conversation as he clowns Abe for taking cruises. Stay tuned. That's coming up in less than 15 minutes. Abe, I want to start with Alabama. Let me just say this to Bama fans. You guys need a lot of stuff to happen. You need a multiple amount of upsets to potentially, and you got to win the Iron Bowl, to potentially get back in. Now, they're sitting at 13. I just bring this up to say, everybody's saying, well, they're not going to leave Bama out. They're too big. You need Clemson to lose against South Carolina. You also.
Well, give me a second. Let's start there real quick. If Clemson loses to South Carolina, South Carolina's not jumping Bama?
I think they are.
So that game's irrelevant.
I think they are.
So I'm just saying, so that game's irrelevant.
But they also need USC to beat Notre Dame. And they need Miami to lose to Syracuse.
I don't think it needs that much.
Well, here's the deal. It depends on how many teams you're letting in from the ACC and the SEC. And this
right.
was our conversation earlier. For all these SEC fans who say, oh, we are the best conference, and we are, the problem is we cannibalize each other. And so now you've got three teams, Texas, UGA, and Tennessee, that are sitting there. We know Texas potentially is going to play UGA for the conference championship. And again, if it's A&M, and I've said this, I talked to Wes Durham about it yesterday. I heard from a bunch of Georgia fans like, Dukes, we really want A&M because, or Texas, should I say, because if we lose to Texas, it gives us more credibility to say that's a one-loss team. We beat them earlier in the year. We just played in our conference championship game. Texas still gets in as a two-loss conference opponent, you know, in the championship game. And Georgia says, hey, we win, and obviously they're going to be in. But if you lose, what's the argument for Georgia is Texas is a better opponent than a three-loss Texas A&M team. But is the playoff committee going to allow three SEC teams in?
Oh, I think so. I do think so. And there's still potential for it to be four.
Alabama, Ole Miss, South Carolina all sitting on the outside looking in.
If South Carolina wins, they're the team that gets in there, in my opinion. I don't know. But you've also got, you mentioned Notre Dame could fall out. Miami could lose to Syracuse. I think the winner of the the loser of the ACC title game is out.
I do too.
I think whether it's SMU or
Miami
that they're out. And then here's the one that's interesting is Boise State's been towing it all year long. They've got a noon kickoff at home against Oregon State this week. They've then got to beat UNLV, who's now ranked again for the second time this season, and Ashton Gentry is less than 100%. I think Boise State needs to be way better than they have been in recent weeks if they're going to survive these next two games and actually get into this playoff.
Big 12, I think one team gets in. Right now you've got Arizona State sitting at 16. They are probably going to be in the Big 12 championship. But, you know, you're talking about three losses. And then does Tulane sneak in there with two losses as an AAC champion? I'm not sure. But Iowa State and BYU are sitting there. We had a great conversation with Tyler Algier asking him about his BYU Cougars earlier. And he was like, man, it's, you know, I'm not sure why they've not played as well as they have earlier in the season. But wrong time to be losing these kinds of games because of the committee paying so much attention to it. Again, we talk about like the loss for Notre Dame, and I said this to Abe earlier. It was NIU, right? But it was so early in the season, I don't think the committee is punishing Notre Dame for that. They're looking from what they've done from that point on, what ranked teams they've beaten, and you brought
right.
up a great point. You said, listen, for all the Notre Dame chatter, they've beaten four, well, could be.
At the time they were.
Four, but that's what matters. It's when you play them. Four ranked teams in this schedule.
Yeah.
That's important.
I think so. I think Notre Dame is an – I guess you can question the NIU game, but, like, who – again – and this is something that we really started to break down after the past week's games of chaos and results, especially in the SEC. You got to take 12. I mean, you got to find your way to 12. Who would you take in front of Notre Dame? Who would you take in front of, and this is where it gets interesting, like in Indiana? Because in Indiana is the team that you really start to question, like, wins and loss record versus opponents versus eye test.
I don't know how an 11-1 Indiana doesn't get in if they beat Purdue this week.
Because they are letting the records and the win and loss overrule eye test. That is what they're telling you.
I agree.
I know what their goal, their written goal is supposed to be the 12 best teams. That's it. There is no qualifiers. They are supposed to give us the 12 best teams, the only qualifiers being the automatic bids at a conference championship.
Right.
They are telling you that that's not actually what they're doing. They are continually combining best with most deserving.
And they are the most deserving.
Indiana certainly is deserving.
Are they
one of the 12 best? How many teams do we have to go down?
But how can you be 11-1 potentially after this week? They got Purdue. This is a game they should win. How can you be 11-1 and not say they're not one of the best 12 teams?
It's a quirk of the schedule. The same way, sorry, Carl, that Texas played the worst teams in the SEC, with the exception of their one loss, until this weekend, of course.
Yeah.
Indiana played, however it broke out, the worst teams in the Big Ten. I mean, you want me to go down their schedule? I can. It's the worst teams in the Big Ten.
Yeah,
it's a weird quirk.
But here's the deal: you can't get them because there's.
By the way, so did Penn State.
Correct. 18 teams.
Yeah,
you're not playing everybody, right?
And it's also not the SEC where some of these mid-level teams like LSU or Vanderbilt or whomever you want it to be, are that dangerous.
I think, again, and here's the thing: what's important when this is all said and done? Do you want stories? It's a great story. A lot of people want to see Indiana in, whether you think they're any good or not. You talk about some of these storylines that are playing out. That's good for TV, man. I mean, it just is. And I think part of that may play. I think the decisions on three lost teams versus two lost teams at the back end, right? We're talking 10, 11, 12. And that scenario may play out after we get through rivalry weekend and certainly after the conference championships. That first week in December, guys, we'll know where this is and what you know it's going to look like. But the committee last night had three SEC teams in, and those teams were Texas, UGA, and Tennessee. I just don't know. That may be the three that get in, but I got to say this. If UGA loses, I know everybody talks about strength of schedule.
To Tech. Not the SEC, if they lose to Tech.
Correct.
Yeah.
Now you're a three-loss team going into the conference championship game.